When I wake the next morning, I only have one new text from Blake and another from Iris. She wants to go get coffee this morning before she has to go to work at the mall in Bannister, one of those overpriced teenage girl clothing chain stores. So I reply and get dressed, not even opening the message from Blake. My hair's a mess from going to bed with it wet, but whatever. I have nothing else to do for the day. I throw on an oversized gray cotton shirt that hangs off one shoulder, a pair of cut-off jean shorts that were my mom's, and rebundle my hair onto the top of my head. Parking my truck outside Rocky's Cafe on Main Street, I hop out and throw my purse over my shoulder. The bell above the door dings as I enter, and the cafe is bustling, as it usually is in the mornings. But I have no problem finding Iris at a table near the window. I take a seat across from her, and she's already gotten my mocha. She's dressed in an annoyingly bright yellow sundress, with her dark hair down in waves. She puts her phone down and gives me a bright smile.
"Morning. Did you have fun last night?" she asks.
"Yes. Thanks for coming. I know that place isn't your scene."
"Anything for my best friend," she says, before taking a sip of her latte. "What did you and Blake do for your birthday? You never told me. What did he think of your new adornments?"
she says, looking down at my breasts, before shooting me a wicked grin. I think about how he nailed me in the back seat, his disgust for my piercings. There's no reason to lie, but I don't feel like going into detail about this with her, for some reason. I feel like I've been keeping so much from my best friend lately. Part of me fears I've changed so much that maybe she will start seeing things in me that will make her not want to be friends with me anymore. It's not so much change, either, really. Just realizations. Life dawning on me. Maybe this is all just a phase, a way for my mind to deal with all these massive life changes coming closer and closer to actuality.
"He didn't see them. I don't know, Iris. I think I want to end things with him."
I take a sip of my mocha and look out the window at the people passing by.
"No offense, but I can see he doesn't exactly light your panties up. I'm sure you'll find some mega hottie in college."
There's another headache. College. Another thing I don't want to voice my hesitation or feelings about. I simply nod, and we sit in comfortable silence while both drinking our hot concoctions.
"My dad really laid into Wyatt yesterday," Iris tells me,
and the mention of his name makes my heart race.
"Oh yeah?" I reply casually. "I still don't know what happened, but I haven't ever heard or seen my dad like that with any of us. It was sort of scary."
I look at my friend, and I know she's worried. She loves her brother very much, and Dornan, obviously. She hates confrontation, and knowing it's going on between them must be hard.
"It just makes me really wonder what happened in Montana. Why he's home. I know the argument last night has something to do with that. When Wyatt told my parents he wasn't returning to school, they weren't happy, but didn't react like that."
"Wyatt said he'd left for me. But Dornan can't know that. I mean, I don't think he knows that. Especially if he is this mad over it. Surely he'd be having a conversation with my parents or me about it. I just can't see Dornan being that angry because of me." Iris glances down at her phone and swallows her drink quickly.
"Shit, I got a jet."
She stands, grabbing her purse and fixing the skirt of her dress, before leaning down and kissing my cheek.
"Call you at lunch,"
she tells me, and is out the door. I sit and drink my mocha, again turning my attention toward the window. Not 5 minutes later, the table's jostled and my head immediately jerks toward the opposite seat. Wyatt sits, setting down two carriers of coffee with four to-go cups nestled in them.
"Good morning," he says.
He's dressed in blue mechanic coveralls, the sleeves tied around his waist as opposed to covering him completely. His exposed white t-shirt is tight and hugs him in all the right places.